If it passes, the bill would mean Wisconsin would join 32 other states that already protect the secrecy of a reporter's sources. Two Republicans on the Assembly Committee on Judiciary and Ethics opposed the bill because of the absolute privilege it grants to journalists. And one Democrat, Representative Fred Kessler, promised to introduce an amendment on the Assembly floor to define what a journalist is and exempt bloggers from the protection. But bill sponsor Joe Parisi of Monona says he doesn't think that amendment is necessary.
We have a rapidly changing news situation, you know, every day with the internet and news sources. And, you know, ultimately some of these decisions may have to be decided by the courts. But I think if you try to amend it to narrow it now, you know, in a month or two, a new medium is going to appear that will change the game completely.
Parisi also says an absolute privilege is important to protect whistleblowers who are willing to reveal wrongdoing, either criminal or civil.
Unless you offer absolute privilege, you're not offering any privilege. So that would, if we were to offer someone a way around the absolute privilege, then the whistleblower is not ultimately protected. And a news person cannot promise a whistleblower that there's no way that their identity, you know, will be revealed.
The bill is now headed for the Assembly floor. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.